Our Father who art in heaven, more grace of God has come. Thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you for this opportunity, Father God. Holy Spirit, I come in the name of Jesus, asking you to rise up here within me. Use me, a willing vessel, to deliver. Thus said the Lord. Anoint me with your anointing, your spiritual gift, and deliver this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, thanks God, I'll be coming out. I'm sorry, a little horse woke up. I know Satan is busy, he on his job, but we got to continue to be on our job. He never gives up, and we should never give up either, no matter what the circumstance look like. Amen. Because God, he is faithful. And I know I am the healed of the Lord. This morning, I'm coming out of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36, and it's read as follows. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense or rewards.
Of what?
Recompense or rewards.
Reward. Come on now. Uh-huh.
For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. You know, thanks to God, I have several titles I could put. God is faithful to his word. I could put, when all you have is a promise. But this morning, the title would be, the promise of God. The promise of God. You see, saints of God, this morning, I want to preach on the believing God have placed in my heart to give to you when all you have is a promise. What do you do, saints of God, when you have a promise for God? But the situation is still the same. What do you do, saints of God, when God have given you a promise, but it's still waiting to be manifest? It haven't happened yet. What do you do when God have given you a promise, but people are telling you different from what God have told you, what God has promised you? What do you do, saints of God? Just keep those questions in mind. What do you do when God has given you a promise? When other people are telling you things, when circumstances are telling you things, you know that you have a promise of God, but yet still that circumstance said, no, you don't. What do you do, saints of God, when your friends tell you that God don't love you? What do you do, saints of God, when your bank account don't look like what you expected to look? What do you do? I think in these times that you and I need to know two things. One, that whatever God promised, he is able to fulfill his promise.
Amen.
Tell your neighbors, thanks God. God is able.
God is able.
God is able. Now tell them, God is mighty.
God is mighty.
The Bible said in Jeremiah 32:17, just read, oh, Lord, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. You see, saints of God, no matter what you're going through, nothing is too hard for God.
Amen.
Nothing is too hard for God, saints of God. No matter what your situation may look like, nothing is too hard for God. Jeremiah 32 and 27 said, "Behold, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" God asked me a question. Is anything too hard for him? No. Nothing is too hard for our God. The God that we serve, nothing is impossible for him. How many know that God can fulfill all of his promise? God can do what he said he would do. Not only is God able to fulfill his promise, but number two, he is faithful to his promise, saints of God. He is faithful to his promise. You see, saints of God, no matter what, like I said, no matter what you is going through, God is faithful. I might not be as faithful as people might want me to be, or I seem to be, but God, you can count on God of being faithful. You can count on God to be able to do what he says. You see, the Bible said in Numbers 23:19, it said, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. Have he said, and shall it not be do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it do it?" Yes, yes, yes. God is a faithful God. God is an able God. Yes, he would do what he said. He would do, if he promised it, he would do it. Rest in God's promise. That's why I had Pastor Jackson to repeat that. Because a couple of things that he had said was right along with what I was ministering on. I was ministering on. Rest in the promise of God. No matter what. If God promised, you can take it to the bank. You can sleep on it. Now, if I had promised you something, it might be a different thing. But God, my God that I serve, he is a mighty God. He is a faithful God, and he is a good God. Yes. Tell your neighbor, God is faithful.
Yes,
see, it is good to have a promise, and it's good to know that one who promised is able. But it is also good to know that one who promised is faithful. You can have a promise, but just knowing that that person that promised you is faithful to it. You see, not only does God promise, not only is he able to fulfill his promise, but he is faithful to that promise. That word faithful is important in this sentence, and let me explain to you why, saints of God, why faithfulness is important. See, I can make you a promise, and I can be able to fulfill that promise. But the challenge is, will I follow through with that promise? People may make you a promise and able to fulfill that promise, but will they follow through? Are they faithful enough, saints of God, to follow through on the promise that they are made? But I guarantee you, God is faithful to his word. You see, people with good intention, they make promise, but people with good character, they keep it. A big difference. You can make a promise, but make sure that your character is intact to keep that promise. Being faithful is important because a person who is promising not only need to be able, but they also need to be faithful. In other words, they need to follow through on what they have promised. Like on the fourth Sunday, I know that I usually minister on the fourth Sunday. And basically, I've gave Pastor Jackson my word, I will minister on the fourth Sunday. But Tammy said, well, They will understand if you couldn't, because of the horse. I said, I'm okay. Because God has promised that I am the heel of the Lord. And I am the heel of the Lord by the stripes of Jesus. Because as I move forward in this word, my voice is getting better. I promise I would do it. Yeah, I could call him and told him, Pastor, I'm just not it. Not only what I'm able, but I'm faithful to go through. A promise. So, saints of God, think about when you promise someone something. Think about, are you able to do that promise? Are you able to carry that promise through? You see, a good example. I might promise someone, I'll pick them up for church. I'm able. I got the car. I got the petrol to do it. Instead of going, pick that person up on my way, oh man, that is too far out of my way. Detour to church. I made a promise, but I wasn't faithful to carry through it. When you make a promise, thanks to God, be faithful enough to carry through it. Because our God is a good example. Pastor said, he's a good example for us to follow. Like I told you, he was all in my message. This morning, he was all in my message. He is faithful, thanks to God. You see, that's why it is good to know not only God is able, but he is faithful. Somebody might say able. Somebody might say faithful. Saints of God, it's hard to count on someone who is not faithful. We can make a promise. We can be able to keep that promise. But the important part of that promise is following through with that promise. After a while, you and I might stop depending on that person because you are not able or you are not sure if they would do it. But God would always do what he said. He will always come through, saints of God. No matter what you're going through, God would always come through. If he said it, you better believe he would do it. If he said it, he will do it, thanks to God. You see, thanks to God, there are three factors in a promise. One is to make the promise. Two is having the ability to fulfill the promise. And three is being faithful and following through on the promise. You see, God is able to do all three, saints of God. We might fulfill one or two of them, or sometimes we might fulfill all three, but each and every time our God is able to fulfill all three. He make a promise, he have the ability to fulfill the promise, and he is faithful to follow through. Our God is a mighty God. See, not only God promised, not only that he's able to fulfill, but he will follow through on his promise. He is faithful. The Bible said in Hebrews 10 and 23, it said, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful, that promise. Okay, now that we know that God promised something that he is able and he is faithful, and shall we do when the promise hadn't happened? What do we do? Maybe it's the promise of salvation for a loved one. Maybe it's a promise for your healing of your body. Maybe this is a breakthrough in an era of your life that you've been waiting for a while. Maybe this is a financial miracle, calling on God upon your life, dreams to do something greater for God. What do you do when it's not happening yet, saints of God? Well, I have two examples for us this morning. One, the wall of Jericho. Joshua 6, 1 to 10. That's Joshua 6, 1 through 4 and verse 6. It read as following. Now the gates of Jericho was securely barred because of the Israelite. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hand, along with its king. And it is fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days, having 7 priests carry trumpets of ram horn in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpet. In verse 6 it said, so Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant of the Lord and have 7 priests carry trumpet in front of him. In verse 7, Joshua verse 7 and 20, it said, Joshua chapter, still same verse, chapter 6, but verse 7 and verse 20. It said, he ordered the army, advance, march. What did it say? March around the city with an army guard against ahead of the Ark of the Court. What did we see this morning? Moving forward. So, in other words, thanks to God, look at God.
Yes.
Continue to move. When you're waiting, continue to move. Don't just sit down and have a pity party. Oh, me, oh, my. Continue to move. Continue to rest in the promise of God.
Yes.
Verse 20 says, and when the trumpet sounded, the army shouted, and all the sounds of the trumpet, when the man gave a loud shout, the walls collapsed. So everybody charged straight in, and they took the city. They were moving forward.
Amen.
We say to God, how to continue to move forward in the word of God.
Amen.
No matter what stumbling blocks, continue to move forward. All of Joshua had was a promise from God. All we have is a promise from God. He was told to march around the city. On the 7th day, the wall would come down. Now imagine how that must have felt. You call an army together and say, okay, this is how we're going to take the city. Just imagine, saints of God, if that was you. You'd be like, I'm not going to do that. But Joshua knew that God was able.
Amen.
He knew because he rested in his promise. You see, saints of God, see, our battle is going to be to march around the city and not say anything. Uh-oh, that's a problem. Because we're going to have to talk. We're going to have to say something. We just can't march in silence. We're going to have to say something. God, did you see so-and-so, how she was dressed, how she looked? God, did you see brother so-and-so, how he dressed, how he looked?
Come on.
Instead of just marching around, resting in the promise, and being quiet, being silent. But when they shouted, the wall was going to come down. Now, I haven't read about any other battles that took place that happened that way. But is anything too hard for God?
Amen.
God might tell you and promise you the same thing.
That's right.
But just stand on his promise. You see, the people could have been like, come on, Joshua. We're going to march around the city, and then the wall was going to fall down. Yeah, right. But Joshua knew that God was able and he was faithful. No matter what God had promised you, I don't know what he promised you, but believe that he would make it come to pass. Yes, believe and hold on to that promise. Even though it hasn't happened yet, but God is able and he is faithful in your life, thanks to God. And I'm not sure who is believing God for a promise that he has given you, and maybe it has happened in your family before. But you know that God is able and faithful. You had a dream and desire to start a business, but no one has done that in your family before. Just keep on marching forward. God is able and God is faithful. You may have a dream and desire to be a teacher, and no one has ever done that before in your family before. Just keep on marching forward because God is able and he is faithful. You may have a dream and desire to get a degree at the college or university or your choice, but no one in your family has done that before. Just keep on marching because God is able and he is faithful. God has given you a promise that you will be a pastor, a missionary, a pastor wife, or evangelist. But no one in your family have ever been a pastor wife, a missionary, or evangelist. Keep on marching forward because God is faithful and he is able. The challenge to keep on going forward, believing God and taking him at his word, because he will come through for you. Once again, I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36 in the NIV version. It said, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. You see, saints of God, just remember, you need to persevere. But King James said, patient. Let's keep those two words, patient, persevere. Keep them in mind. The second example is Noah's Ark. Genesis 6, 14 through 18, he said, so make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make room in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubit high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof and open 1 cubit high all around. Put a door inside of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I'm not going to bring the flood water on the earth to the... I am going to bring flood water on the earth to destroy all the life under the heaven. Every creature have the breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish. Verse 18, but I will establish my covenant. That's a promise to Noah. He will establish his covenant, his promise. I will make my covenant with you. And you will enter the ark, you and your son and your wife and your son's wife with you. God told Noah to build an ark because he wants to save Noah's family. He promised him that he would save it. He promised you he would do the same thing for you. Noah had a word from God. Noah took God at his word and started working on the ark. Sometime we have a promise from God, thanks to God, People like, oh, I don't know. Is that from God? You call everybody, Tom, Dick, and Harry, they're on Facebook. Well, I got a word from the Lord, but I don't know. Is that from the Lord, or is that just me? Or it's, and that promise is just being delayed and prolonged. We just got to be learn to be silent and stay off the fable. If God spoke something to you, it is for you, thanks to God, not for everybody else. World Wide Web, that means it's everywhere. You put it out there, it's everywhere. Everybody know what God has promised you. And let me tell you something, thanks to God. Not everybody is your friend. They don't want to see you to succeed what God has for you. Because they having a pity party, they want you to have a pity party. They don't want you to be so successful. They don't want you to have that nice home. They don't want you to have that nice car. They don't want you to have your fat bank account. Because sometimes, thanks to God, we got to keep the promise of God to ourselves. You see, now the rain, it didn't come right away. And Noah had to keep building for a while. But God's word came to pass. Eventually, it came to pass. Why? Because of patience and persevering. Noah had the patience, and he was persevering to keep on moving forward. That's a big, if you really look at the cubic feet of that ark, it was pretty large. It was a pretty large piece of wood. But he kept on. It might not rain in 40 years. God telling me to build a boat? God might be telling you, saints of God, to do something out of your ordinary, out of your capability, mind. No, I can't do that. One thing, I can do to all things. Amen. Through Christ who strengthened me. But you got to believe you can do it. Amen. That's the key. I can do it, but do I believe that I can do it? You see, thanks to God, Jesus told the disciples to get in, let's go to the other side. Another, like I said, he was preaching. Jesus told the disciples, let's go to the other side. Mark 4:35-40. The day when the evening came, he said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along. Just as he was in the boat, there was also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the wave broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciple woke him up and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the wave, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciple, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Do you still have no faith? Thanks to God. Your faith It's very important. In believing and standing on the promise of God, your faith is very important. Every man got the measure of faith, but your faith is very important. They went on the other side. When God tells you to do something, saints of God, just get up and go and do it. Have faith, even though it might seem impossible for you to do. If God told you to do it, he will equip you to do it. Just be obedient and be willing to do what he asks you to do. You see, saints of God, when he asks them, do you still have no faith? They made it to the other side. If you keep reading in chapter 5, they made it over to the other side. But do God have to continue to tell you, where is your faith? Do you really believe in me? Just imagine you keep telling your child the same thing over and over and over and over again. Because they're doing the same thing over and over and over again. You get irritated. Just imagine what our Heavenly Father looking at you. Come on, son. Come on, daughter. I got you. Just step out in faith. Step out, because I got you. Just believe what I have promised you. The promise of God. So to answer our question that we had at the beginning of the sermon, remember the question I asked you, what do you do when you have a promise from God, but the situation is still the same? What do you do when God have given you a promise, but that haven't yet been fulfilled? What do you do when God have given you a promise and the situation is telling you different? The challenge is to keep on walking, working, and taking God at his word. And God will bring his promise, saints of God, to pass. Keep on pushing, you will get their degree. Keep on praying, your sons and daughters or family members will be saved. Keep on believing God will own, that you will own that business. Keep on working, and you will write that book, write that song, write that movie, produce that CD, or build that music studio. You will become that pastor. You will become that missionary. You will become all that God have called you to be. Keep on walking and keep on working, even if you don't see a change yet, saints of God. God is faithful to his promise. I'm going to say that again. God is faithful to his promise. Right now, here's some scripture, encouraging scripture, and Bible verse that said God is faithful. Psalms, down the back of your list, Kelsey. You got the one. Psalms 71:22, you are faithful to your promise, O God. 1 Corinthians 1:19, God is faithful, who have called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:8, he will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Numbers 23:19, God is not human that he should lie, nor a human being that he should change his mind. Don't he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? 1 Thessalonians 5:24. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Psalms 86:15. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in steadfast love and faithfulness. God is faithful to his word, saints of God. Psalm 119, 89, 90. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heaven. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You established the earth and it endures. Genesis 28 and 15. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Deuteronomy 7 and 9, the NIV version, it said, now, therefore, that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his cover of love to a thousand generation of those who love him and keep his commandment. 2 Timothy 2:13 said, if we are faithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 said, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guide you against the evil one. You see, saints of God, if God promised, he is faithful. He is able to do what he said. He is faithful to fulfill his promise, saints of God. See, the world doesn't understand what the Bible is saying. It is instruction from the Creator. They don't appreciate it. Sometimes we can get the same attitude with the Bible. If we don't open it and read it, meditate on it, ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God's word, we can have that same attitude as others. I don't believe this. This is just garbage. But saints of God, God is faithful. You see, God esteemed his word even above his name. Psalms 138 and 2. He esteemed his word above his name. That's powerful. We should too, thanks God. It costs a high price for us to be able to have it. But Job said, I have treasured the word of his mouth. I have treasured the word of his mouth more than my daily bread. Oftentimes, we have problems and disappointment. We lose our job. We walk out on our family. We run out of money. Our child is disobedient, which is a big one. Because sometimes these kids, and when they get up some age, you just want to, oh. But thank God, I'm not talking about mine. Because I thank God for my son. I thank God for Darius. Darius is a blessing. Amen. Darius is a blessing. That was a good child. Yep, he was a good child. And his brother, I always tell his brother, though, you better be thankful for your brother. Darius, who, Daddy, he didn't mean it. Daddy, he didn't. Yep, pleading. You better be thankful for your brother. Yep. But you see, saints of God, oftentimes we have problems and disappointment when things not going our way. And that's when the devil stick up his little punny head and said, see, I told you God don't keep his word. God don't love you like he say he loves you. You can't trust him. You can't trust him what he said. Sometimes it can be that friend, that so-called friend, telling you, gossiping in your ear. Yeah, 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 yeah. Remember I gave you a demonstration one time? The angel and Satan? Just gossiping. In your ear. Oh, God don't love you. If he loved you, you'll have that extra lady, that Cadillac. You'll have the house on the hill. Your bank account be running over. But if God has promised to you, you something, saints of God, believe it, he will fulfill it. Maybe you're not capable yourself into receiving it right now. But if God promises, he is able and he is faithful. You see, saints of God, how do we know that God keep his word? God had bound himself above his own name. God is a covenant keeper. God reveals himself as a covenant keeper to Abraham. This is God's nature. If he had promised, he would keep it. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forget the covenant with your ancestors, which he confirmed to them by oath. So like I said, saints of God, if he promised, that's money in the bank. See, you see, the writer of Hebrew saw the power of the combination of God's promise confirmed by the oath to fulfill it. Hebrews 6 and 18 said, so that by two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to him for refuge will have strong encouragement. Saints of God, when you having that disappointment, just rest in his promise. Because God's timing is not our time. God's ways is not our ways. But just rest in his promise. You see, God promised Abraham a many descendants. God took him outside and said, look up in the sky and count the stars. If indeed you can count them, then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Just imagine him trying to count the stars, especially on a dark, black, and clear night. Just looking up there, because you'd be counting one, trying to count one, like another appear. They just keep coming. It's impossible. But God, the promise is yeah and amen. You see, saints of God, I will promise to carry the gospel to the world. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. See, from the beginning, Jesus promised that nothing would stop his church. There's a lot of things out there that try to stop the move of God's church. But God's church will prevail. It seems unlikely because there's no money, no power base. Not only in uneducated leaders that was being put to death by King Herod. Later, many Roman emperors tried to exterminate, but it happened just as Jesus said. See, trying to get rid of the church, saints of God, it's not just now, That's been going on for decades. And it's still moving forward. You see, saints of God, Jesus said in Matthew 24, "And this gospel shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." The end is not yet. It's coming because it's the word of God. It's coming. So we got a job to do, saints of God. We just can't sit down on our rear and do nothing. We got to continue to preach and teach God's word. Not just inside this wall, but outside of this wall. All over. Like Lisa always tell you, if you can't go, send support to the missionary. So if you can trust God's word, no matter what the problem is, God said in Psalm 50:15, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." See, that's a word of God. Call upon him. Don't call upon Reed. Don't call upon Pastor Jackson. Call upon me, the one that is able and willing. Because he is able. Sometimes pastors can't do. He is human too. He can't do everything. Sometimes he can only do what he can do is pray. And we got to keep him lifted up. Because Satan is busy with him too. Just like busy with us. So you see, saints of God, what do you need from God? If it's salvation or divine healing or relationship or financial or deliverance, God said, "Every place that the sole of your feet set, that have I given you for a possession." God has promised, saints of God, God promised it. God keep his word. God's word is true. I believe it. Do you believe it? It's time for us to make footprints, saints of God, and really mean it. In conclusion, it's time for us to open our Bible and claim the promise of God. Whatever you need is, that is a promise for it. Whatever your need is, saints of God, there's a promise for it. God does promise to bless his people. In the end, we'll see that it is true. But in the meantime, we have to keep our trust in God unwavering. You can't be wavering this time over here and over there, unwavering. Trust God completely. In other words, saints of God, trust him completely. Despite the event that is attempting you and making you question God. May the Lord have a blessing to the message of his word. Amen.